Hey, Dreamers. My first book, Joe Pardo's 31 Life-Changing Concepts, just came out. It's a self-development book designed for people who hate reading books. I filled it with lots of my own hand-drawn artwork. In order to make this launch a success, I need your help. Please go to howtodream.co/book. Thank you for all your support, and I hope you have a magical day.
This is the Dreamers Podcast, where dreamers share their stories to inspire you. Now, join host Joe Pardo as he interviews a dreamer who's living their dreams.
Hey, Dreamers, I'm Joe Pardo, and today I'm talking with Alex J. McKelvey, who is making her dreams come true by making her way towards 6,000 random acts of kindness. Glad to have you on the show, Alex.
Thank you.
So, Alex, I found out about you from somebody sharing something on Facebook, which tends to happen a lot these days. Everybody's sharing something. And it led back to Instagram, and I commented to your mom, and fortunately, she got back to me, and here you are. So why don't you get started by giving the story about how you got to 600 random acts of kindness?
Well, what I told my mom was that every time when we complete our goal, we add another zero.
So, like, what got you started doing these random acts of kindness?
My Nana.
Oh, really? So, how did she inspire you to want to do all these random acts of kindness?
She was like a random act of kindness to me.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
What kind of random acts of kindness would she do to you?
Well, she always lets me watch on the TV with her TV when she was young. And also let me play with her little toys when she was young, too. It was just so much fun with her.
Unfortunately, she passed away, didn't she?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that. I know how tough it is to lose somebody that, you know, is very special. My grandparents, I was fortunate enough that they lived a long time, but not long enough. It's never long enough. So what got you, because you started with 60, right? 60 random acts of kindness.
Yeah, and then and my mom thought that, you know what, let's just add another zero. Then we went to 600.
So why don't you tell us about some of the random acts of kindness that you've done?
We did an Easter one. One of the eggs had a $6 bill in it. I mean, what? I mean, 100.
Oh. What are some of the other ones that you've done?
Well, we passed out Halloween bags, but was almost my favorite one.
Oh, that was your favorite? You love Halloween?
Almost my favorite one. I just love all of them.
Your favorite one is which?
All of them.
All of them.
Yeah, and also who was my most favorite one? Who was... All of them were all my second ones, except for this one who was only my first one, who was the last one what we're going to do for in the row of 600. We did on one of those days, were give toys to the dog park. I love animals.
Well, I'm glad that you have taken up this mission and affected a lot of people's lives, I would imagine.
Thank you.
Well, you're quite welcome. So how did your mom react when you told her that you wanted to do these random acts of kindness in the first place?
She felt really surprised.
Was she smiling? Was she happy?
Well, she was just keep on doing that look of like, wow. I didn't know you wanted to do that. There's that look on her face. It was just that look. That was your look. Mommy, why you showed your face when I told you that? Please?
You can show them what you think it looked like.
Yeah.
Well, For anyone that couldn't see it, it was pretty funny the first time Alex did it. What's been some of the hardest random acts of kindness to pull off? Like, what's been the hardest one to do?
None of them.
None of them?
No.
Is that because you enjoy it so much?
Yes.
So, Alex, here on the Dreamers Podcast, we like to ask people what their childhood dream was when they were growing up. But in your case, you're still growing up. So what is it that you want to be when you grow up?
Well, I want to be when I grow up. What I want to be is a zookeeper, artist, teacher, scientist.
That all together or yes. One or the other?
All together in one.
Well, that's very lofty. You know what? There's a good chance that you could make all of those happen. Because, you know, you could be a zookeeper at a young age while you're working through college. All right, so how long do you think it's going to take you to get to 6,000 random acts of kindness?
Until Nana's birthday, March 22nd.
Wait, that's right, it's April now. Okay, so till next year.
Yes.
So about a year. So wait, how long did it take you to get to 600?
1 year.
So 1 year. So you're going to speed up a lot then. Do any of your classmates know about all this?
Yes, they do.
And what do they think? Are they supportive?
Well, they never talked about me to it. Never. Ever. Really.
They just don't talk? They don't talk about it? They don't bring up that how awesome
this is?
Yeah, but
my teacher knows.
Alex, what grade are you in? Is it second?
Supposed to be in second. I'm more into my grade. I lost my grades, but supposed to be in first grade and getting bored of first grade. It's a nightmare.
Are you sure you don't want to add actress to your list of things to be? So Alex, is there anything else you would like to accomplish in the future other than being a wide range of careers in your life and accomplishing 6,000 and then 60,000 random acts of kindness?
Well, I just really want to be a Sesame regular girl. Just a regular playing little girl. Not famous. Don't really have enough money. Just want to be a plain little girl.
Doing lots of random acts of kindness.
Mm-hmm.
Not a bad way to live. So, Alex, is there anything that you'd like to share with the world? Any last thoughts you'd like to share?
What was my only thing that Janet asked me was just that I just hope everybody will be more caring to animals.
More caring to animals. Well, that's something I hope people do too. People that don't treat animals well, they don't deserve to own the animals in the first place.
Yeah. But also, I really want to show you the pet of mine.
Was it your cat?
Uh-huh.
Oh, gentle.
Oh, what's your cat's name?
Goldie.
Goldie. Is that the only pet you have?
Yeah. And also, I'm also a YouTuber. And also, I was practicing on my YouTube scale of what Animal Girl 105 does, and can I show you what it is?
Yeah, I would love for you to share, your YouTube channel so people can find it.
Yeah, that's right, Animal Girl 105, and also what you will know when you do something wrong, and because there's two YouTubers. Animal Girl and Animal Girl 105. So 105 mixed with Animal Girl. Not those Animal Girl. So you want to see the beginning and the end, how I do it?
Yeah, sure. I mean, they won't be able to see it, but I'm sure they'll hear me laugh about it.
Yeah, so this is how I do it. So, I'm going to do the end to beginning, all right?
Okay, go ahead.
Okay, guys. Goodbye! Good morning, everybody. It's Animal Girl 105 here, and we're doing a game today.
What else do you do on your YouTube channel?
Well, just do what YouTubers do. Do some random acts of kindness. So I still waiting on my YouTuber channel. Just type in Animal Girl 105, and you'll see the news YouTube. So, yeah, I didn't do any games yet.
So it's Animal 105.
No, Animal Girl.
Girl. Okay, Animal Girl
105.
I will have that in the show notes so everybody can find it and hopefully go and check it out at howtodream.co.
And also my Instagram.
Oh, what's that?
Acts of Loving Kindness.
Awesome. I will have that in the show notes as well. Is there any other sites you'd like to plug?
Well, that's like our only site we have.
Okay. Well, again, they'll be in the show notes so everyone can find them and hopefully go and check you out. Well, Alex, I really appreciate you taking the time to come on today.
Thank you.
Thank you for being awesome and doing all these random acts of kindness and making people's lives happier.
You're welcome.
I would love to have you on the show again in like a year to follow up and see how you've been doing.
Okay. So, yeah. I know on Easter, we're going to do a Easter surprise.
Really? Well, is it too surprised to tell?
Well, we can show you what it is so far. So, Mom, can you get everything about where we're going to hand out on that day? Mm-hmm. Oh, you're forgetting one thing.
I'm going to grab the cards.
Also, the eggs. Also, the eggs. So, what we're doing on our Easter thing is our this cards.
Oh, very nice.
And also, there's stuff in this goodie bag. So let me show you all the stuff. There's a pencil, as you can see.
Yes, it's pink.
It's an Easter pencil. And there are stickers.
Oh, very nice.
And there's also, there's the egg.
Is that an eraser?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Blue and pink with some spots on it. Very nice.
Mm-hmm. And you didn't see the pencil clearly.
See the bunnies.
And the flowers.
Very pretty.
If you didn't see the stickers clearly.
Oh, okay. So it's like the... What are the stickers? The eggs or the stickers?
It's a sticker box.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. It looked like a box, but I wasn't sure if it was like a post-it note because it was like a stack or something.
Yeah.
Very nice.
And also what everybody would love is, as you know, the Easter Bunny and the quips inside.
Candy. What kind of candy is that?
It's sweet tarts.
Oh, I love sweet tarts. Do you like sweet tarts?
Yeah, you might get a sweet tart in one of these days. So, if you pass it to you. Don't be greedy for Easter. Don't be.
Never.
Are you sure?
I am very sure. I mean, I love candy, but I would not take all the Easter eggs, I promise.
And there's also another thing that we haven't showed you yet.
Oh, what's that?
These. They are stuff. To go to the to a zoo, the tickets
for the zoo.
Yep.
Oh, cool.
Our tickets for the zoo, and also we have another thing.
Okay, those are carousel rides. These are tickets for the zoo.
Yeah.
That's very nice of you.
Carousel ride and to the zoo for a whole family.
Aw. Are you going to put them in Easter eggs, or how are you going to give them out?
We're going to give them out at the zoo. So we didn't really count as a...
We were going to put it in one of the goodie bags.
Oh, yeah. One of the goodie bags.
Oh, very nice.
Goose and... No!
Do you go to the zoo a lot?
No, barely. Barely. Barely.
Is that a joke? Barely?
Yeah. Again. And do you see that wolf?
Yes. Well, it's been a lot of fun having you on, Alex.
Thank you.
I hope that you enjoyed being on Dreamers Podcast.
Yep, I've been on the news a lot. Fifth time, right, Mom? Fifth time.
Fifth time. That's more than most people get one. Like, they're lucky to get one.
Fifth time. So much. Game 5 news. Q13. A lot of news is. Even on a newspaper.
Do people read those anymore?
They still do.
Oh, wow.
It definitely with me because I'm doing my own for kindness. I bet a lot of people read it.
I didn't know newspapers still existed. I thought we all just watched YouTube to get our news.
But it's in this part where I'm painting the Washington. In Washington.
You're holding it upside down. Have you enjoyed your time being on the news?
Yes.
It's better than being on YouTube, isn't it?
It's on YouTube.
So you're just being silly now.
Thank you for joining us for this episode of the Dreamers Podcast. Follow us on Twitter at Dreamers Podcast. Join us on Facebook at facebook.com/Dreamers Podcast. If you or someone you know would like to be a guest on the Dreamers Podcast, please send an email to j@jpar.co. This podcast is copyright 2014 by jpar.co.
Hey Dreamers, Joe here. I really appreciate you listening to Dreamers Podcast. If you'd like to find out how to support the show, please visit howtodream.co/support for all the ways you can help out. Thanks for the support, and please keep on dreaming.